From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 9th, 2014. Audrey Maddett is reporting in the Daily Mail on the controversy that has arisen over the Caro Hose Company Board of Fire Commissioners election scheduled for today, Tuesday, December 9th. Candidate Greta Metzler's petition was tossed out last week after the current board decided that because some signatures were listed with post office box addresses rather than street addresses, the petition did not carry the requisite number of valid signatures. As a result, Metzler's name will not appear on the ballot, leaving Jeff Baldwin the only candidate for the open seat. Baldwin is a member of the fire company. Metzler is not. She is a teacher employed by the Caro-Durham Central School District. Caro Hose Company Fire Chief Gary Buckley said the invalidated Metzler petition originally had 30 signatures, but even after the elimination of the disputed signatures, the document still met the 25-signature Board of Elections requirement. Buckley said, quote, "If they wanted to run a fair election, they should have left her name on the ballot," unquote. A campaign is underway to urge voters to write Metzler's name in on the ballot. The election takes place 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Caro Firehouse. All registered voters within the Caro Fire District are eligible to vote. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Vince Pecoraro is reporting in the Register Star, Tennessee Gas Pipeline parent company Kinder Morgan has announced it's adopted an alternate route for the Northeast Energy Direct project, thereby bypassing Columbia County entirely. In a letter to the Secretary of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the company said it has decided to adopt both the New York Powerline Alternative and the New Hampshire Powerline Alternative as the proposed route. The pipeline was originally proposed to be built in the area near Chatham, Canaan, and New Lebanon. The pipeline is now proposed to following an existing powerline corridor, deviating at Route 20 north of Niverville and follow Route 43 in Rensselaer County before reaching Massachusetts. Read the full story in the Register Star. Mike Clifford of New York News Connection via Public News Service reports that it's time to start thinking about New Year's resolutions, and local environmental candidates would like to see Governor Andrew M. Cuomo resolve to get back to science when it comes to climate change.
It's time to start thinking about New Year's resolutions, and local environmental advocates would like to see Governor Cuomo resolve to get back to science when it comes to climate change. Peter Iwanowitz with Environmental Advocates of New York credits Cuomo with taking strong stands acknowledging the impacts of climate disruption in the wake of Superstorm Sandy, but he says that's changed in recent months. Iwanowitz says New York can't afford to have a governor who is backtracking on established science.
Well, we're very concerned to see the governor's more recent statements about there being still a debate about climate change and global warming, and specifically about whether or not humans are causing it.
Following the massive lake effect snowstorms in Buffalo, Governor Cuomo stated that we are seeing a pattern of extreme weather that we've not seen before. But he added that he did not want to get into a political debate about the causes. Cuomo is on record saying he believes that extreme weather patterns will accelerate in coming years. But Iwanowitz says for New York to have a viable plan to restore coastal resiliency, it has to take into account the impacts humans are having on climate.
We have very lofty goals, an 80% cut in climate-disrupting pollutants by mid-centuries, but what we don't see right now is a plan of action of how we're going to get there.
Iwanowitz says New York faces some critical decisions at the start of 2015.
Whether it be extraction of natural gas through the fracking process or allowing big oil to run Canadian tar sands through New York State and out to market. I mean, these are not trivial discussions that we're engaged in right now, and decisions that have to be made fairly soon.
Mike Clifford, New York News Connection.
Governor Andrew Cuomo announced Monday, December 8th, New York State will participate in a pilot program from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to put locally grown produce in New York State schools. The pilot project for procurement of unprocessed fruits and vegetables was included in the 2014 Federal Farm Bill, and New York is one of 8 states selected. U.S. Representative Chris Gibson, Republican of Kinderhook, said in a press release announcing the program, quote, "Empowering school districts to purchase local fruits and vegetables gives our students fresh and healthy lunch options that help foster a deeper appreciation for agriculture and the importance of farms to our communities. I am proud to have authored this provision of the Farm Bill and look forward to working with farmers and educators in the Hudson Valley and Catskills to establish new farm-to-school partnerships through the USDA's pilot program," unquote. See the full press release at newsroom.wgxc.org. For the local weather forecast, today the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter weather advisory for snow, sleet, and freezing rain that will remain in effect until midnight Wednesday, December 10th in the Greater Capital District, Mid-Hudson Valley, the Taconics, the Berkshires, and Southern Vermont. The winter storm watch is no longer in effect. A wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain will spread from south to north across the region Tuesday morning. Precipitation will change to a plain rain by Tuesday afternoon, although some sleet may continue to mix in with that rain at times through the evening. A north wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour are anticipated. Travel is expected to be hazardous due to snow and ice-covered roads and poor visibility. Today there will be rain after 11 a.m. with a high near 35. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Tuesday night, rain before 5 a.m., then rain and sleet likely, with a low around 34. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Wednesday, rain and snow likely, cloudy with a high near 36. Wednesday night, snow likely, mainly before 4 a.m., cloudy with a low around 28. Thursday, a chance of snow before 11 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow, cloudy with a high near 38. Thursday night, chance of snow showers, cloudy with a low around 26. And Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Sunrise today was at 7:13 a.m. and sunset today at 4:23 p.m., with the length of the day being 9 hours and 10 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the second Tuesday of the month, and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Cairo Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 512 Main Street in Cairo, 622-3120. The Catskill Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. The Chatham Board of Education meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at Chatham High School, 50 Woodbridge Ave in Chatham, 391-2400. The Chatham Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at 488 Route 295 in Chatham, 392-3262. The Copaic Land Use Review Committee is at 7 p.m., Board of Ethics at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copaic, 329-1234. The Coxsackie Town Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Reed Street in Coxsackie, 731-2727. The Durham Chamber meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Building, 7309 State Route 81 in East Durham, 239-8260. The Lexington Planning Board meeting is at 8 p.m. at Town Hall, 3542 Route 42 in Lexington, 989-6476. The Stuyvesant Trails Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive in Stuyvesant, 758-6248. And the WGXC Fundraising Advisory Committee is at 6 p.m. at 704 Columbia Street in Hudson, 697-7400. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 9th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.